Number 28, Shir Chav Ches, Koyach. That's right. Who Hanasilcha Koyach Lazus Chayel? If a person wants to have Koyach, so if Simcha Wasserman, Rabbi Elchanan's son, used to say, you feel like a little bit, you know, out of things, you feel like you're worn out, just put yourself into a sugya of Iyun, have a solid first Seder, and that will help you to get refreshed. It will give you like an invigorating feeling. It's an incredible thing, the Koyach of Torah. It's Chiyos. It gives us Koyach. And not only that, but like it says in the Nefesh HaChaim, that when we learn Torah, it gives a Kodesh Baruch Hu Koyach to protect Klai Yisrael, to help Klai Yisrael. So let's begin. Shir number Chav Ches. We'll hear questions about these topics at 1:15. Okay, let's hear the discussion over here of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Bo mnei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, amazgir b'ayis l'chavei roi b'ar bazar, ches gazei baduk or ein ches gazei baduk. I'm just reading the words without translating anything yet. We'll get into the explanation soon. L'mayinav gemina, l'shaylei, t'leisei lehai d'leshiyulei, l'etruchei lehai mai. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, let's remember, we're starting a fresh Gemara. Let's make sure we get the Mahalach down pat. Okay, we go over a fresh Gemara. We read it over multiple times, better even four times, without even trying to translate. You get the translation, get every single word that you don't know what it means, make sure you know exactly what it means. And then after you do that, make sure you know exactly what the question is. Once you have that clear, then what are our ha'aras on the Gemara's question? Once we figure it out, step number one is the reading, step number two, the translating, step number three, what exactly is the Gemara saying? The Shakla B'Tayra. Step number four. What are my horrors on the Gemara? Then we jump into the Rashi. Okay, that's the program of any Gemara that you'll ever come across. You'll do that. You'll be mechavin to the Rishayim, to the Achronim. You'll be mechavin to all the Yisaitis. Okay, this is the program. So let's begin our fresh sugya. Here we go. Bo minei Rav Nachman Yitzchak. They asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Somebody rents a house to his friend on the 14th. Barbas on the 14th. So Cheskas Baduk. Oein Cheskas Baduk. Is there an assumption that the house is checked? Or is there no assumption that the house is checked? Ein Cheskas Baduk. There's no assumption that the house is checked. Zog di Gemara. Lamay Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina Lalacha? L'shaylei. L'shaylei, just ask the guy. How do you guys read this line? L'may nav kamina. L'shaylei, how'd you read that line?
Like
I just said. What's the nav kamina? Just ask the guy. That's one way to read the Gemara. Shlomo has another way to read the Gemara. Right? L'may nav kamina. What is the nav kamina? The nav kamina is l'shaylei. That you have to ask the guy. That is the nafkamina.
I mean, what's the nafkamina between what and what?
Whether you say cheskas abaduk or not cheskas abaduk, what's the nafkamina of the shayla? The nafkamina of the shayla is that you have to ask the guy.
I'm not understanding this.
No? Okay, let me try to explain. Yeah? Shayla's like this. We are asking a question. What does it say? When the guy is coming into a house, he's renting a house to his friend. So can we assume that the house is checked already? Or we cannot assume that the house is checked already? Is there any nafkamina whether you're going to assume that the house is checked already or not? What's the nafkamina? That's what I want to know. What's the nafkamina? You assume the house is checked. You don't assume the house is checked. What's the nafkamina? So maybe the nafkamina is, do you have to put in an effort to actually be mevarer? Be mevarer whether or not this house was checked. You're coming in, you're a seicher. It's not your house. You're coming in, you're a seicher. Do you have to be mevarer that the house was checked? Be mevarer. L'shaylei. Be mevarer.
As opposed to not being mevarer?
As opposed to, yeah, not being mevarer.
When would you not be mevarer?
What do you mean, when would I not be mevarer?
That's a case where you not be mevarer. I'm saying, unless they have
a place. It's not my house. This guy has a house. Maybe I'll just assume he checked it. What does anything have to do with me? I should do bedika. What do I have to do with this house? He has a house. He has a chiyuv bedika. Go ahead. I'll assume he checked it. What's the big deal? What's the issue? What's the discussion of the Shaila in the first, over the Gemara's question in the first place? Zog Shlomo, maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is trying to say. The Gemara is trying to say that you need to be Mevarer if it was checked. You hear it a little better now?
Not really.
Not really.
I don't see what the nafka mina case is. Like, nafka mina is saying...
That is the nafka mina. The reason why we're asking this question is to bring out this point. That you need to ask. You need to be mevar. You can't just assume. Maybe you could, maybe you can't. But that's the question. That is the shaila. Yeah, did I say over your reading correctly? That's it. I think this is what Shlomo was trying to say. I think this is what he was saying. Al Kapanim, it sounds like Tully's not so convinced that it's a possibility. Let's keep our ears open, let's keep our eyes open, and see if, you know, something comes up along the way about this question. Ashailin, how to read the Gemara. Lemay nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? L'shaile, just ask the guy. Or maybe L'shaile, the nafkamina is to ask him. What does the Gemara respond? Delezei lehai dileshiyule. The guy is not around for us to ask him. He's not around for us to ask him, and therefore, we can't ask him. So that's why. What? That's why we need to know. Is do we assume that it's baduk, or do we not assume it's baduk?
So I mean, proof to this, the second one, we
not really.
To ask him, and then we say no, it's not.
So I mean, it's not a good nafkamina.
Yeah.
You bring this a proof to your tat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It works both ways.
Right. It does work both ways.
Yeah.
Somebody else has another question? No? Okay. So Zagdi Gemara, Latruche Lehai Mai. To make this one, meaning the socher, be matriach, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Okay, that's the Gemara Shaila. Okay? What are we talking about? We're talking about somebody renting out a house to somebody else. You're renting out a house to somebody else. So we just learned the previous Gemara. The Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? Al mi livdok, amaskir ba'ez lachaber, al mi livdok. Who has to do the bedika, the maskir or the socher? That's a very good question. Who has to do the bedika, maskir or the socher? The Gemara concluded, what did the Gemara conclude? What was the previous Gemara? What was the maskana? What does it go by? It goes by mishechal arbasar, the beginning of the 14th. So if the beginning of the 14th, it was in the hands of the maskir. The maskir is chayev. If the beginning of the 14th it was by the socher is chayev. Good. So what's our case? What's our case? Our case is discussing hamaskir ba'ez l'chavero. Do we say chizkasei baduk or do we say ein chizkasei baduk? Well, what are we talking about? If you want to assume that the house was checked, how could you be talking about a case where the assumption that the house was checked already? What case would that be? How could that be such a situation? That the house was checked already. Has to be that the socher is coming in after the zman of the chiyuv bedika was already chal, right? And that's why the maskir is the one who's mechuyav to do the bedika. The maskir had the keys, let's go with, the maskir made owned the chametz, whatever, you know, terms you want to say. The maskir didn't give over the kinyan to the socher until after the 14th was chal. That's the case. And that's why the maskir is mechuyav to do bedika. With that in mind, now comes our Gemara with a shaila. Okay, the maskir was mechuyav to do the bedika. Do we assume that he fulfilled his chiyav or not? When the socher walks in after the 14th already began, could we assume that the maskir did what he was supposed to do or not?
Who cares?
That's the Gemara's question. Am I nafka mina? We're not on the Beis Din of Hashem deciding the schar onesh of the maskir. That's not the nafka mina, right? The nafka mina is not, is the maskir going to get punished for not doing what he did, or is he going to get a reward for doing what he did? That's not the nafka mina. The nafka mina obviously is zok Gemara. The Gemara says nafka mina is going to be, will the soicher have to be matriach and do the bedika? That's what the Gemara says. Okay?
So what's the whole thing after it?
What?
Of asking the masker if he's searching that. How's that the nafka mina?
No, we're saying maybe there should be no nafkamina because just ask the guy. You don't have to figure out, assume was a baduk or don't assume was a baduk. Yeah, don't assume that it was baduk. Just ask the guy, was a baduk or not, so right?
Then that's extra because that should be like obvious. It's part of the whole thing. The fact is we have a safek at the beginning of the Gemara.
Yeah.
Should we check or should we not check?
Mm-hmm.
We're assuming that we don't know if he checked or not. So if we had the ability to ask him, and we wouldn't have that suffix.
That's exactly what the Gemara says. That's exactly what the Gemara says.
But I'm saying it's obvious. The Gemara doesn't need to say that. Like,
oh, so what was the purpose of having that in the Shackle of Atayah?
The whole
excellent Ta'ara. Excellent Ta'ara. We're going to talk about that Bez Hashem Lineder. I'm not sure we're going to get to it today, but for sure in the Hemshech of the Sugya of Lineder, we're going to talk about it. Yeah.
No,
please write it down, Joseph. I want you to make sure that we get to it. Yeah.
Why do we write that it, just to ask him that whole thing?
Yeah, why that maybe, whole Shagatai is unnecessary.
Maybe you think that if you didn't say it, maybe even if you ask him, you would still have to be yourself that Yichai.
Even if you ask him,
you have to be Chai.
Oh, very nice. Right, Joseph, that was your own Ha'ara that you made earlier during Seder, right? You pointed out a very good question. What are we saying? We're saying, is it Baduk or is it not Baduk? Can we assume that it's Baduk or we don't assume it's Baduk?
Oh, because...
Right, so one second. So if we're going to assume for a second that this guy didn't do the mitzvah of Chazal to do B'dikas Chametz, if we have such a tzad that this guy is not being Mekayim, the Ratzon Hashem, right? So then what are we going to do? We're going to trust him when he tells us that he did do it? Why would we trust him? Why would we trust a guy like that? That was your question during Seder, right?
Yeah.
So that's what Shlomo is saying now. That maybe the Gemara is saying that if you ask him, you do believe him because there's a tzad to say that really, if you ask him, then there's no reason to rely on this guy, right? Imagine, there's a halacha lemaisa discussion about a situation where a person, thank you, about a person where, let's say a person, he orders food from a restaurant, right? We spoke about this a little bit on Shabbos. He orders food from a restaurant and it gets delivered. Now he wants to know, is he allowed to eat the food? So what's the halacha? The halacha is that you're not allowed to eat the food unless it's wrapped. I'm saying if it goes through an area with goyim. What happens if it goes through an area with irreligious people? It's delivered by an irreligious guy. He's not Shabbat Torah Mitzvahs. So then the guy says, yeah, of course, it's all kosher, 100% kosher. You can't rely on such a guy. Why? Because he doesn't need kosher. He doesn't care about kosher. Who knows if he even knows what kosher is, b'chla? So that's exactly this point over here, right? The same idea. You're going to say to the guy, did you check it? Yeah, of course I checked it. You're going to believe him?
With the masker?
Yeah, the masker. A minute ago, you're choshish that maybe the guy didn't check, right? Even though he was supposed to. You're choshish that he didn't check, even though he was supposed to. So now you're going to ask him, hey, did you do it? Yeah, of course I did it. What do you mean, yeah, of course you did it?
You can tell, basically, if you did particular or not.
Can't tell. How are you supposed to tell?
You see where the house is.
The cleaning lady came in and cleaned the house. That's not Batika's chametz.
Sure.
There's probably chametz under the rug, under the bed curtain. What's that thing called? Right? The couch. You know, there's chametz all over the place. Just because it's clean doesn't mean there was a Batika.
So if you see that there's still chametz under the couch and stuff like that, then...
Beseder, 100%. If I see chametz on the couch, then you're right. For sure, there was a bedika, right? But let's say I don't see the chametz. I still don't know if there was bedika done.
It's also common to check a few spots that you know cleaning ladies don't necessarily hit.
What?
As opposed to doing.
I don't know. I have a question over here. Do you need to do bedikas chametz or not? You know what I'm saying? 3-floor house with a basement. It's a lot of beds to check under, a lot of closets to open. A lot of shelves to, you know, look around on. I don't know. I don't think it's so
special. I think if you take the couch and you take off the pillows, look in between.
Good. So do you need to do it or not? Exactly.
The person who's doing Medika checks that.
Do you need to do the Medika? That's my Shaila. Do you need to do the Medika? So you're saying just do it. It's easy.
No, not to do the Medika. I'm saying it's easier to know to believe the guy. To believe the master.
Why?
Because I'm saying, you're saying that he might just be saying like, yeah, I did it, fine. But if you check, there's certain places to check that people who are just cleaning don't clean and people who are doing bedika do clean.
Fine. So therefore, so what do you want the guy to do? I don't understand.
So
you want me to check now to see if I could rely on him?
Yeah.
So that means that you're telling me that you don't rely on him. Yeah, you don't trust. I don't want to do all that. I'm a busy guy. I have a chavrusa in the base medrash. I don't have time to go check to see if I can rely on him. Tell me straightforward, can I rely on the guy or not? Yeah. You were saying that in this case is different.
Well, I was saying it's different because a guy, obviously him, you're not
sure. Not talking about a guy, irreligious guy. I'm talking about a religious guy.
It's different because you're coming to the house, right? You're obviously you would assume based off Allah, let's say that, but you don't know any.
No, that's exactly my point.
Right, you don't know.
What do you mean? You assume. So, the Gemara says you don't assume.
Right, but you don't know. So you ask him, and he says, I did it. I don't buy. First, it doesn't matter, but I'm saying, I guess you trust him. He said, I did the Bidika. What?
No, that's what I'm saying. What?
But why would he lie? It's not like something to lie. Oh, I didn't do the Bidika. So say you didn't do the Bidika. It's not like something. I feel like it's not a reason.
If we're concerned that maybe if we're suspicious that the guy is not doing the Bidika in the first place, he's supposed to do the Bidika.
Right, because
that's the mitzvah. He's supposed to do the Bidika. So why is he not doing it? Right. Apparently, he's not so makpid, right?
He thinks it's because he's coming. I don't know.
He's not so makpid. Apparently, he's not so makpid. If he's not so makpid, so now he tells me, yeah, I did it. Shkoyach.
He's not necessarily makpid on what he says either.
Right. What type of guy is that? You know what I mean? Well, it's a very good question.
Right, so
that's what Shlomo's saying. That's what the Gemara needs to speak it out.
Could be he thought the
Seichers. Could be he thought the
Zohar.
Okay. Could be there's possibilities to explain why. Maybe that's why in the Maskana of the Gemara we do rely on what he says, if you ask him. Said it. We're going to discuss that further. But so this is one aura. One aura is, first of all, why is the Gemara discussing asking the guy? Why is it necessary? Bechara, it's an obvious thing that if he's there, you'll ask him, right? And if he's not there, you won't ask him. That's a pretty obvious thing. That's number one. That's a very important aura, which Blinetta we're going to address. Okay, let's speak out another question. Another question that a lot of you are mechavin to today is that what are we saying? We're saying that either the maskir, we could assume the maskir did a bedika, or we can't assume the maskir did a bedika. The nafkamina is going to be, does the soicher need to go ahead and do the bedika? For real? The soicher? Why should the soicher have to do a bedika? It's not his chiyav. It's the maskir's chayav.
Because he doesn't know.
Okay, he doesn't know, but the maskir's chayav. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you didn't put on tefillin today. Right. You did, but let's say you didn't, right? So then I have to put on tefillin because you didn't? That's not how it works. I have my mitzvah, you have your mitzvah, right?
Maybe he doesn't want to be in the house, even though it was the master's right. He doesn't want to be around chametz.
But is that a chiyuv? That's what I want to know. Is that a chiyuv? Or it's his own personal preference?
No. So,
yeah. Okay, but this is what you're saying is a good direction. That's maybe we're going to go there, okay? But the question is a strong question. Just because one guy didn't do his chiyuv, why does that mean that now the soicher has to do it? One has nothing to do with the other, right? Each person should realize what is their role in life, what's their job, right? Very important. Okay, that is hara number two. Hara number three, let's move it to hara number three. Hara number three is a very important hara. What are we talking about over here? Maybe he did a bedika, maybe he didn't do a bedika. That's how I walk around my whole life. I walk around my whole life saying, this guy is a good yid. This guy, he's not a good yid. What is that? How does that work? You go through life, people have a cheskes kashrus, right? You assume that a yid is a good yid. He's keeping Torah mitzvahs. All of a sudden now, the Gemara says, here's a mitzvah. The maskir has to do bedikas chametz. Let's question. Is he actually keeping the Torah mitzvahs? Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. What do you mean? You choshed a big sherim over here. That's not the right attitude. Like Malkiel says, it's a mefersh mishnah. Have you done his kol adam? Kaf? Schos?
You wanted to go eat in this guy's house before he left.
Yeah, if he invited him over for lunch, exactly. What's the halacha? He's allowed, right? Or let's talk about another case. He wants to use the kalim in the guy's house, the kitchen, the stovetop, right? Well, you have to assume it's not kosher. Maybe it's not kosher. Why? That's how it works. Very strange. What's going on in this gemara over here? All of a sudden, maybe it's not. Maybe we assume the guy is not a good yid. Maybe he's not keeping Torah mitzvahs. It's funny business over here. Very strange. Okay, that's and one more hara. Let's add on another hara that some of the ilam said this morning. Mechavin too, is that It's a suffix, right? We don't know. Maybe he did a bedika, maybe he didn't do a bedika. We don't know. Good question. So there's rules. There's rules when you have a suffix, right? You have a motion. What's the rules when you have a suffix? How does it work? When it's a suffix, doraisa, lechumra. When it's a suffix, darabanan, lekula. So there's rules. You have a suffix. What are you going to do?
Depends what it is.
Follow the rules, right? So in our case, let's figure it out. Very simple. If it's doraisa, go ahead. Be machmir. No. If it's drabanan, go ahead. Be mekel. Well, what's the shaila? There's a whole shaila, big discussion. Let's figure it out, right? If you look at the lashon of Rashi, Rashi in Divrei Maskil Gaon Delesei Lahai, Rashi says, he says, Maskir, Leisei Lahai Maskir, the Maskir is not around, Lemashaila, to ask him, Umbeilon Latzruchi Lahai Socher, Livdok Misafik, Mai. And our question is, to be Machriach, this Socher, to check, Misafik, what's the halacha? Rashi's telling us the question is, what is the din over here of a suffik? Right? We should follow the rules of suffik d'oraisa l'kula, suffik d'rabbanan l'kula, suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, I mean, suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. What happened to those rules? So what do some want to say over here that maybe that's gufa going to relate to a very fundamental question? Is bedikas chametz a din d'oraisa? Or is bedikas chametz a din d'rabbanan? What do you guys, Taina? Is bedikas chametz d'oraisa d'rabbanan?
D'rabbanan here.
Here is d'rabbanan. Why are you saying here is d'rabbanan?
Tosfos always holds that.
For sure, Kohen Tosfos is d'rabbanan. Very good.
And Rashi says kimitzos chachamim.
Ah, very good. Rashi does say kimitzos chachamim. We have to understand what Rashi means over there. Because at the end of the day, doesn't Rashi hold his d'oraisa?
He holds a d'rabbanan version.
So this is a d'rabbanan version. How did it become a d'rabbanan version?
After the shaylos, according to him.
What?
There was bittel.
He was bevatel it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So we have to say that according to Rashi, there was bittel, right? And that fits somewhat with the previous bo minei Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, where Rashi also said there was bittel, and that's why it's d'rabbanan. And memela, we understand that our case is a d'rabbanan, and we should follow the rule, suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. Why does the Gemara have a shayla? These are, I think, four auras that we just mentioned in the Gemara. Let's begin with the first one. Okay, the first one is Pashut addressing why there's a chiyav shayich to the seicher in the first place. It's not the seicher's chiyav, it's the maskir's chiyav. What role would the seicher be playing over here? Like we said before, right? Let's say Shmerel didn't put on tefillin one morning. So now all of a sudden, Beryl has to put on tefillin because Shmerel didn't. Beryl has his own chiyuv to put on tefillin. If he has a chiyuv, he has a chiyuv. If he doesn't have a chiyuv, he doesn't have a chiyuv. A better example, yeah? Let's say a Kohen and a Yisrael. Okay? A Kohen has to do Nesias Kapayim. He has to get up there and do Berachas Kohanim. So let's say the Kohen doesn't go up. So now you have to go up instead of him? No. It's Aser. Right? What Sheikhis? What in the world is the Gemara saying? The Masgier, he didn't do what he has to do. So now I have to do it instead. What's going on? Very strange.
Kayim saying that's like specifically to him.
So that's the same thing here? The Masgier has a Chiyiv, it's specifically to him?
No, because the same, the Chiyiv will never fall on Israel, ever.
So why should this?
This Chiyiv will fall on a person.
What?
But it didn't.
Why should it? It's the Masgier's Chiyiv. Rashi tells us the case is talking about the 14th in the morning, the next morning. The chiyuv was ready chal. Right?
Yeah.
What cheches? Why should the socher get involved? So we come to Rabbeinu David over here. Rabbeinu David asks this kasha. Because Rabbeinu David and says a beautiful thing. What does he say? He says the bedika is really the obligation of the maskir. Like we discussed. Because the 14th began before he gave over the keys. And listen to these words. He says, but still, the soicher is chayav. Why? What does he say? He says, shu kanu eloi, v'amavteach biyodoi. You hear these incredible words. He says, it's kanu eloi, and the key is in his hand. And even if the key wouldn't be in his hand, he still is chayav. Why? Because the maskir is not here. What's the answer? Why is that a read? How is that an answer? He says, "Shall zeh shechametz b'shusoi chayvas abdika k'deish lo yishar atzloy chametz." How's that an answer? He's just repeating the question. We don't understand. Why is he chayiv? Yes, we know the maskir had the original chayiv. Yes, we know now the socher is there. But why does that mean the socher is chayiv? So we're going to start off with one approach, and then maybe we'll see if we go into another approach. This Rabbeinu David is so beautiful. Lishitasai. Why? Because what does Rabbeinu David say? And you remember, the Rabbeinu David and the Ran, they go together in the previous sugya. What do they say? They say like this. Mesiras Mafteach. What role does Mesiras Mafteach play?
Tiebreaker.
It's the tiebreaker. That means you started off that each one of the two had a chiyuv. This one had a chiyuv, the maskir had a chiyuv because it's his chametz. The soicher had a chiyuv because he has a kinyan in the rishus. The mafteach is the tiebreaker. So it comes out that Rabbeinu David holds, really? They both have a chiyuv. They both have a chiyuv. And like we discussed, let's say there's no key. Or let's say there's two keys. What would Rabbeinu David and the Ran hold?
If there's access to it,
now. Yeah, they both have access. They both have a key. There's no keys.
There's no key, but right? Still has access.
They both have the code. No key. I don't mean that there's no key. It's lost. I mean that it's open door. Yeah. What's halacha according to them? They're both mechuyev. They're both mechuyev. So Muzamin says they would have, if they hire a cleaning crew, whatever, a bedika crew, right? Shlomo's having a bedika's chametz company in this Pesach ben Zmanim, right? So, both are going to have to pay the cost. They're going to have to split the cost of hiring Shlomo's crew. Very good. They're both mechuyev because each one has a sibas chiyev. Each one has a mechayev. The key is just the tiebreaker. What a reason to be chayev, right? The key is the tiebreaker. Zok Rabbeinu David. That being said, so if the maskir didn't do what he was supposed to do, what should the soicher have to do? He should have to do it. Not only have. He should have to do it. Maybe he could charge the maskir. If they hire a crew, he could charge the maskir maybe for 50% of the costs. Right? Even if they don't hire a crew. It could be that he could charge him for his time or his own efforts, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Could be he could charge him 50%. And a chanami. It's a good aura. But at the end of the day, the nekud is that we understand that he is actually a mechuyev badavar. He's not just a random guy. He's actually mechuyev. So it's very good that the soicher is chayev over here. Yeah, question and then question. What?
I would say, if I'm saying we learn as man, two guys grab into a sheet.
Yeah.
They both have 100% chayev in it.
Oh, very good. So excellent. Good sush stuff. I like it. Very good. Yeah, what are you saying? I like it. It's gishmak.
No, but the Gemara's whole answer is that once it's on one person, it doesn't switch to the other.
No, that's exactly the Nakuda. In the Ran and Rebbeinu David, that's not the Nakuda. In the Ran and Rebbeinu David, the question is, who is the one that's going to go ahead and do it? He has that chiyuv, Beseder. But let's say he's not doing it. I'm still a mechuyev. The fact that he has that tiebreaker situation doesn't mean that I'm not a mechuyev. I'm still a mechuyev. What you're asking is very good, but let's appreciate this Nakuda, where Rabbeinu David differs from, I think we spoke it out a little bit the other day with Tosfos, yesterday a little bit, and the day before also, right? Here, this is the difference in the Maskana of the Gemara between Rabbeinu David and the Ran on the one end and the other Mishanim on the other end. Rabbeinu David and the Ran are learning that they're both a Mechuyev. Just which one is going to go ahead and have to go and do it? Good question. But let's say the guy didn't do what he was supposed to do. I'm still a Mechuyev. I don't become a non-mechuyev just because he has that kadima. That's the idea of the of kadima. Kadima means that he has precedence, but it doesn't mean that I'm not negeya. In Tosfos's world, that the key is the mechayev. In Rashi's world, that the kinyan, the rishus, is the mechayev. So then you can discuss. You could say that one is chayev and the other one is bechlal out of the picture, and that's going to cause difficulties with our Gemara now. In Rabbeinu David and the Ran, though, they're both the Mechuyev Badavar. Yeah? Good? Okay. So let's take that to the next point. And and emphasized that l'chayra, this is only good within the shita of Rabbeinu David and the Ran, like we just explained, that they hold they're both a mechuyev. But according to everybody else, it's trouble. According to Rashi, Rashi says that it's Talion Rishus. So whose Rishus was it in? It was in the Rishus of the Maskir. And then the Chiyuv doesn't change over, even though I gave the key to the Sokka the next day, Rashi says, Chiyuv doesn't change over. So therefore, why would the Soicher be Chayiv now? Why would the Soicher be Chayiv now? That's the problem in Rashi. And in Tosfos, L'chayri, the same thing. The Pashtus is, like we saw in Rabbi Chanan, the Gemara question, does the Chiyuv change over in the middle? And Tosfos tells us, seemingly, then no, that's the Maskar of the Gemara. Maskar of the Gemara seems to say no, it does not change over. So, what's the pshat in the Tosis and the Rashi?
That's what's good for Tosis.
No, it's difficult to go to Tosis because the Maskar of the Gemara is that it, L'chayra, it goes by the beginning of the 14, and that's it. So, what's pshat according to Rashi and the Tosis? What's pshat according to them? You want to say?
I would say the Tosis is still an Isra Bechila.
For sure, it's a Bechila, okay.
So now we're, even if the chiyuv was gone, he's still in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's an chiyuv there.
Okay. But why does that mean that I have to do bedika?
Because you're going to be the one who's over Isra chiyuv.
I'm not going to.
Why? The seicher's there.
I'm not eating it.
If the seicher's there, let's say there's chame, or whatever.
You're saying maybe the issue is, maybe it's going to be shem yavalachlo because the guy is there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to have to say right now is that there's a big chiddush that's coming out. Even though until now, what did we say? That this soicher is not chayev. Because it's the maskir, the chiyev was chal on the maskir. The maskir is chayev. Right? It's true, the soicher is living there. But the chiyev was chal on the maskir. So he's chayev. Right? How did the soicher get involved? So what do you have to say, Zach Shlomo? You have to be mechadash, big chiddush. That even so, the socher does become chayav. Isn't that a steer? I'm saying it sounds like it's a steer to the previous gemara. That's what it sounds like. No,
according to Rashi Tosfos.
Yeah, according to Rashi Tosfos, it sounds. Like, you have to say that the our gemara is being mechadash. That even though we thought, I'll pee the previous gemara that you're not mechuyav, the chiddush of our gemara is that it's not true. You are mechuyav. It sounds very strange.
Can we talk about the initial chiyav or?
The previous Gemara is talking about the initial Chiyuv?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you could say that. The previous Gemara is talking about who is initially Mechuyev, who has the Chiyuv, original Chiyuv. And then our Gemara is talking about B'di'eved, if the guy didn't do what he was supposed to do. Could say that. It's still not Kishmak. The Pashtus of the previous Gemara is that we're talking about a Chiyuv, and one guy has the Chiyuv, and the other guy doesn't have the Chiyuv. It's not Mashma that that's what's happening here, right?
Well, it could be.
I hear what you're saying, but it's not Mashma that.
Why not? Because the whole...
Because Rashi says that he has the Chiyuv, and the Chiyuv doesn't change over. Right?
Okay.
So it sounds like he has the Chiyuv, and that's it. Soka's out of the picture. What are you saying, Joseph?
Could be we can imply from this Gemara that the last Gemara, they actually talked it through. So that's why the Chiyuv does not change over.
What do you mean, talked it through?
The Seicher knew the Maskir was going to check. Not that he just assumed, but he actually knew. They had an interaction about it. And that's why it doesn't say anything about them interacting in the past Gemara. Just in this Gemara.
So they wouldn't have to check.
What do you mean?
The Seicher asked the Maskir, "Do you check?" And he said, "Yes." Assuming from that Gemara, there wouldn't be a question. Because nobody checked yet. The whole case in the first case of Gemara is where nobody checked. If one guy checked, then there wouldn't be. It wouldn't be a case because one of them checked already.
Okay, it's something which is difficult, and I'm going to share with you a little bit of another ha'ara over here, a diik. Okay, what does Rashi say? What does the Gemara say? Very interesting thing. What does it say? Zagdi Gemara, latruche lehai mai. To make this guy be matriach, what's the halacha? Zagdi Rashi. We buy lawn. We have a question. Latruche lahai soicher livdoik misafek mai. To make this soicher be matriach to check. What's the halacha? The lashon latruche is a strange lashon. If somebody has a chiyuv to do a mitzvah in the Torah, So you don't say la turuche to be matriach this guy to do something. He's mechuyev to do it. He has a mitzvah to do it. The lashon la turuche means that we're asking somebody to do something that is not really his responsibility. That's the lashon of a tircha, right? When is something a tircha for somebody? When you don't really need to do it, and you're being asked to do it anyway. Then that's called being matriach, right? Can I bother you to do something? If you have to do it anyway, I'm not bothering you to do it. You have to do it. The lashon la turuche is l'chayra meduyik, that this is something which the guy does not really need to do. So what is the issue? What is the issue? It's very shayich that what's happening here in this Gemara is a situation where really in a chanami, the maskir is the one who's mechuyev. The maskir has the chiyev. But the question is, let's assume maybe the maskir did it, and then the socher is done. Nothing to talk about. But maybe the maskir didn't do it, and then what's the situation? Then we have a situation where there's chametz in this house. There's chametz in this house, and the socher is going to be there. Is the socher mechuyev to do something about it? No, not really. Really, it's still the maskir's issue. It's not really the socher's issue. But are we going to be matriach the socher to go ahead and do it? He's going to go ahead and get rid of this chametz on behalf of the maskir, so to speak. Right? It's the maskir's real obligation to do it. But he's not really doing it anyway. Or not. That's the Gemara's Shaila. Meaning, Enachanami, as far as Chiyuvim is concerned, the Soicher is taka not Mechuyev Be'etzem. He's not. But our Shaila is, on the tzad, that the Maskir is not doing what he's supposed to, that we could assume that the Maskir didn't do what he was supposed to do. So, would we say, let's be Matriach the Soicher? Yeah,
why would that be, it could be
that we could charge the maskir retroactively also. What?
How'd that be the question? If our original question was, what should you do if you have a suffix of whether he checked or not?
Because in a chanami, the question of being matriachim is totally on that suffix. If we assume that he did a bedika, so then there's no reason to be matriach the socher. If we assume that he did not do a bedika, so then yeah, we have a reason to be matriach the socher.
We can't assume one or the other.
That's our question. That is exactly the question.
Yeah.
What I'm pointing out is that our original problem was based on the fact that the maskir is mechuyev and the socher is not mechuyev bechlal. It's not his chiyev. So why are we discussing if he should do the bedika? There's no reason for him to do the bedika. It's not negeh. He's not relevant to this mitzvah. What's the teretz? It's similar, a little bit along the lines to what Yanki was saying before, that a guy in a house with chametz around, you know, maybe it's not his responsibility, but it's not something which is the way it's supposed to be for Pesach. So now, who really needs to get rid of the chametz? The maskir. But he's not doing it. So are we going to be able to assume that he did it, and then the socher is out of the picture? Or do we say, no, maybe he didn't do it. And then we would be matriach the socher to do it. Even though really, maker adin, the socher is not mechuyev. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, question.
I don't know what that means that we're being matriach. And it sounds like if we're being matriach and we're putting a chiyev on him.
100%. 100% correct. And that's true. We aren't making him do it. But the issue of making him do it is not stemming from his own chiyev. It's not like his own mitzvah of tefillin. He's mechuyev to do mitzvah tefillin because he has his own mitzvahs. Here, the chiyev to go ahead and do the bedika is not because he has a chiyev to do bedika. It's because the maskir didn't do what he was supposed to do.
So if this guy didn't do it, then what? This guy is not mechuyev.
If the socher doesn't do what he was supposed to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how to categorize the nature of that transgression. I'm not sure. I don't know. I have to think about it. But the nekuda is it's lashon of latruche versus his own personal chiyuv, and that is very meduyik with the question that we're dealing with over here. Happens to be that this is something which is it's halacha lemaisa. Shlomo Zalman says, what happens if you have a situation where you're renting your house to a guy, or you're renting the house from a guy, it could go both ways, and it's a situation where the guy's not religious. He's not religious. So if you know that he's going to bring in chametz anyway, right? So then there's no point in doing bedika. What do you do, bedika, and then you know he's bringing in chametz afterwards anyway? It's a waste of time. But let's say he's the type of guy that's not religious, but he's not going to buy chametz on Pesach. Everybody knows you don't buy chametz on Pesach. Seder, I'll eat pork, but chametz on Pesach? No. So there's people like that in Israel. So this guy is not religious. He's not going to bring in chametz. So is he going to do bedikas chametz? No, he never heard of bedikas chametz. Zaktu Soma Zalmin, even if the soicher, according to all of the rules of the previous sugya, even if the soicher, what's it called? Even if the soicher is really the one who is mechuyev to do it, but lamaisa, we're going to say the maskir should go ahead and do it. The Berlach over here in Tav Lam Zayin also says similar nekuda. He says if the person is not around, the maskir is not around, then the soicher has to go ahead and do it. Now it could be that they're basing what they're saying based on Rabbeinu David. It's very shy that they're saying based on Rabbeinu David, which is actually, and the Ran, which is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that they both have a Chiyuv. It's very shy that's where they're coming from. But even if they're not, I'm suggesting that there's still a concept of this idea of to be Matriach, to make sure that there's no Chametz in the house. Okay, Seder. Yeah.
I think Rabbi might have mixed up the names. According to the Rosh Hashanah Zalman, if the Masher is the one who has the chiyuv, the sechir is the one that still, if the master doesn't do it, the sechir still has to do the dika.
That's not what I said.
It's not what
I said that in the Be'alacha. The Be'alacha, that's the case of the Be'alacha. In Rasul Mazam, and he gives the other case. Rasul Mazam gives the other case where I'm renting out my apartment to somebody who is not religious. So I would, if the person is not going to bring in chametz in there, so Shlomo Zalman says, even if I gave him all of the kinyanim and the keys and everything beforehand, in a way that really the chiyuv is chal on him, but if I know he's not going to do it, so then I have to go ahead and do it.
I being the...
The maskir.
Got it.
Okay? But it goes both directions. That's it. It goes both ways.
Wait, so what's
that just happens to be the case he's talking about.
Who said the thing about it's not necessarily a chiyuv, but like we should do it anyways?
Me. That's my shot.
Oh.
Okay? Maybe I'll find you somebody else who says it also. But in the meantime, it's my own shot. Okay? Let's see the next Torah. Okay, this is Rabbeinu David is the stepping stone over here for us to be able to see that there's really a chiyuv on both. But again, in the other Rishayim, we said it's difficult. Maybe the answer is based on this Lashon of Latruche. Fine, let's move into the next Torah. So now we're saying that there is a chiyuv over here. Mitzad the socher, we understand, fine, the socher's got to get involved. We talk and need to clear the shayla, what is the situation? Do we assume that the maskir did it, or do we not assume that the maskir did it? Which brings us to our next hara. What in the world are we talking about? What happened to cheskes kashrus? Don't Yidden have a cheskes kashrus? Yidden have a cheskes kashrus. And therefore, we don't understand what's the gemara shayla. So here we come to the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik raises another question on this. And it's based on the concept of roiv. Roiv means that when you have a situation where there's a majority that goes a certain way, so then we'll assume that it follows the majority. So here, Zok the Maram Shik, the majority, Maram Shik, by the way, was a Talmud Buvuk of the Chassam Sofer. Okay? The majority of Klai Yisrael do B'dikas Chametz. They do B'dikas Chametz, the majority of Klai Yisrael, they check their homes for Chametz. So therefore, Zok the Maram Shik, why don't we follow the rules of Roiv? We should follow the rules of Roiv. What are the rules of Roiv? That whenever you have a majority, you assume that the situation is like the majority. So follow the Roiv. Okay? And then he says an important yesoid in order to be docha this. He says like this. He says that there's two types of Roiv. There's two types of Roiv. One type of Roiv is just the general concept that you have a majority. The majority of cows that are born healthy. It's a mitzvah in the world. Majority of people that are born healthy. But then there's another type of roiv. It's a roiv which is dependent upon somebody doing something. This is called Rav Hatalui B'maisa. Rav Hatalui B'maisa is a Rav which is dependent upon somebody doing something. The rule of the Rav when it's Talui B'maisa is that we do not follow the Rav. Rav is a concept which we always follow. It works even for Doraisas. But when it comes to the concept of Rov Atali B'maisa, Rov is out of the picture. We don't follow Rov. This is a musig which comes up in a number of places in Shas. And he says over here, it's Tali B'maisa. Why is it Tali B'maisa? Because what is the Rov? Most Yidden do B'dikas Chametz. That's a Maisa. A guy has to get up, go ahead, do B'dika in his home. That's called a Maisa. It's called an action. So Rov Hatali B'maisa is not a Rov which we're going to follow to Paskin Halacha. And therefore, can't follow Rov over here. What's a similar idea? Let's say most people who Shecht are going to Shecht do a good Shechita. Zuck the Rajba and Chulin, he says, that's not a good Rov. It's Rov Hatali B'maisa. Every time the guy needs to do a good Shechita, so there's a action that's being done. Really, I'm telling you the lumdas now of why you don't follow Rov Hatali B'maisa, right? The reason why you don't follow Rov when it's a Rov Hatali B'maisa is like the Rajba's Masbir, that I'm doing an action. So what am I saying? I'm saying Rov is going to be good. No. Every time I'm doing the action is a brand new action. And since it's brand new, it's independent. It's its own thing. So there is no such thing as a Rov in that type of scenario. That's why Rov Atali B'maisa doesn't follow the rules of Rov. Because this Maisa Shechita, you could shoot a basketball 100 times in the hoop. Just because it went in last time, doesn't mean it's going to go in this time. Every shot is a brand new shot. You don't follow the Rov.
Every birth of the cow is a new birth of the cow.
What?
Your example was most cows are born healthy.
100%. Because the concept over there is nature follows a course. It's not the pshat that every birth is a maisa. Birth, development of an animal is nature. And nature follows a course. What is the course that nature follows? I can use Rove to show me what the course is of how nature follows.
Yeah,
you hear the Nakuda? The sugyas of Rav and when we follow Rav and when we don't follow Rav are gevaldige, deep sugyas and things like that. But what I want us to appreciate over here for a second is, before we get deep in Yonim of Rav, is to appreciate that he has a beautiful question on our Gemara from Rav, and he's giving gevaldige an answer. That B'dikas Chametz is called a Rov Atali B'maisa, and by Rov Atali B'maisa, you don't follow Rav. Does not apply. We can discuss the lumdas more later tonight, B'li Neder. But let's just appreciate the second Nekuda, because he mamish raises our question. He says, what happened to Cheskes Kashrus? What happened to... Fine, you don't want to follow Rov. Good, very nice. You're not going to follow Rov. Excellent. But at the end of the day, can we just assume that a Yid is going to keep Torah Mitzvahs? Can we assume that a guy is going to do the right thing? Isn't that how we live life generally? Yid didn't keep Torah Mitzvahs. Everybody has a Cheskes Kashrus. He gives an example. You go to somebody's house, you're going to eat in their house. A guy invites you over for a meal. This guy himself invites you over for a meal. He keeps kosher. You're going to assume he keeps kosher. No? Isn't that how it works? Listen to what he says. It's says a beautiful idea. It's an incredible point. Okay, we'll just end with this, okay? And we'll have to go over it again. But I see it's getting a little late. We'll end with this, okay? He says an incredible idea. What does he say? He says that there's two types of situations. Cheskes Kashrus is amazing, 100%. We always assume that Yidden are going to do the right thing, 100%. They're not going to be over Yisurim, no question. You don't assume Yidden are over Yisurim. Where do we run into our question here? Why do we have a suffix over here? Because here, what do we have? It's not a question of an iser. What is it a question of? His lashon is, it's a question of being mekayim a mitzvahs derabbanan. Ein kan iser kolkach, rak mitzvah derabbanan. This is something which we're going to have to discuss further. It's getting late, so we'll stop over here. But this is something which we're going to try to understand. What in the world does he mean? There's a din that Cheskes Kashrus is for Yisurim, but not for Mitzvahs Derabanan. Mitzvahs Derabanan, not Yisurim? What's going on here? What does he mean? Very difficult. So we'll be managed to bring more Belinada next time.
But we want Ram Sheikh's real name.
What?
What was Ram Sheikh's real name?
What was Ram Sheikh's real name?
Oh, sure.
I don't remember.